Now I want to look at HMRC guidance. HMRC cannot provide us with a definitive answer as to what is an office or employment. From the guidance of the courts, we hear that it depends on the terms of the engagement and the relationship between the parties to the contract. Is there a master-servant relationship, which would mean employment? Or is the relationship between an engager or principal and a supplier of services, which would mean self-employment, when the supplier is an individual? We have had guidance by fact sheets from HMRC in recent years. The ES for employment status, FS1, fact sheet 1, is aimed at the workers, and it asks, is your employment status right? It says your employment status is not a matter of choice. It is based on the terms and conditions of the agreement. And then it says that they are responsible for making sure it is correct, they being the engager or the employer. It then talks about your entitlement to benefits and employment rights, and says that the absence of rights and benefits may indicate self-employment, and the existence of rights and benefits suggest employment. Nothing new there then. The ES, fact sheet 2, is for employers and contractors, and that asks, are your workers employed or self-employed for tax and national insurance contributions? It then says, for a definitive HMRC view, please use our Employment Status Indicator tool, ESI. It says we recommend that you use it whenever you need to check your workers' employment status. As advisors, we must now recognise this tool as an aid or something that may be used against our clients if we ignore it. We're told that provided that the information that you input into the ESI is an accurate account of the work carried out for a particular engagement, you can rely on the ESI outcome as HMRC's view of the status of that particular engagement. Therefore, I now say to you that we must not ignore it. Indeed, I will use it every time, although I do not always agree with the outcome. It does have some limitations, especially where the correct answer is not applicable, and ESI doesn't give us the option of saying that. I still want to encourage more AAT members to use HMRC's ESI tool. You can do it by going online at www.hmrc.gov.uk/calcs/esi.htm. You can find it on the homepage of the Revenues website quite easily. It does not ask for personal details, and the reference option is in case you start the test and have to leave it and go back to it within 7 days. It's not Big Brother watching us. If you use it, and it gives the right answer of self-employed, you should retain the printed version of the ESI result. Also, print out the inquiry details screen and keep that. This shows the engagement details and the replies to the questions ESI asked. HMRC says that we should retain a copy of the engagement contract, where applicable, and any other documentation or information you relied upon when completing the ESI. At the time of preparing this podcast, I'm also preparing for an HMRC inspection, where the client had already used ESI. I checked the status again on ESI, after clarifying some of the answers that the client had previously given. I can say that we're going into the meeting with HMRC with a degree of comfort, knowing that the HMRC officer should accept the ESI outcome, unless, of course, they can challenge any of the answers and information provided. I will just add that HMRC does say that ESI cannot be used for office holders, IR35 or agency workers, but please don't ignore it.